We are continuing our Shiurim on the Shakavanot, the Inan of Purim. So we're nearly finished, and we're going to start just reviewing a little bit that we did over here about the various mitzvot that we're learning we have to do during Purim. So we're going to go back a little bit. Umasha Omer Chazal says that he's a chayv inish to bisum in Purim. Person has a chiyuv, medina de Gemara, to the chayv inish to bisum in Purim. We'll explain what that means in a minute. Ad de lo yoda ben or aman li baruch Mordechai. HaKavana, he says the Ariza, he's going to define it for us. Meaning, one second. Okay. Kavana here, ki leolam toch ha-klipa yesh mitzutzet shkedusha, ha-mi'ir betocha ha-mechai yota. V'chein tzanich lomar baruch aman, la-hamshich el ha-nitzutza hu. Oh, so we're again, all the principle of order that we're doing is always being mamshich, 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 and to do a ma'isa what's called biro. As we know on Shabbat, you have to mevar the Torah from the Ra. And therefore, what do we have? A situation after the Shvirat of Malachim, we have a Tarot of Torah Ra. We have to be motzi, the good from the bad. We have to take the nitzutz away from the klipa, from the shell, in order to take it out. Now, saying that, there's another inyan. Another inyan, which has to do with the klipa itself. As we know, as we explained last time, that the klipa is litzorech gavoah. What does that mean? It's litzorech agavoah. I mean, it's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose that He created this negative influence in order to give us our free choice, in order that we should choose good, in order to receive tzchar. And therefore, we must not only choose the good, but also sometimes choose the bad. Now, what do I mean by that, choose the bad? That's a very dangerous statement. Meaning you have to feed the bad in an inconceivable, in a way that it's not conceivable. Meaning like this. The Kalipa, which is holding back the nitzutz, which is giving us what to do in this world, is part and parcel of the avoda. If the klipa would be annulled and starved and disintegrated and destroyed, there would be no more evil, and therefore there's no purpose for us to be here either. So really, evil, in a greater sense, is actually a good thing. And therefore, Purim is the time of the year where this mitzvah comes along, chayv inish lebisumi bepuri ad de lo yoda, and the way that the Ariza learns, it means pshuto kemashmo, it means you have to become mamash shikr, to the point where you don't recognize what you're saying anymore. And by doing that, by giving a bracha to Haman, Baruch Haman, you're actually feeding the nitzot. Now, why would you want to do that? Feed the negativity. Feed the klippas. Feed the chitzonim, everything that we run away from. What does that mean? Meaning, again, it's litzor gavo. It's really for our purpose. When a person goes to a doctor and he's not feeling well, and the doctor injects something, or chaz v'sholem lo aleinu, a person has to be amputated, when one of his limbs has to be amputated, it's not a comfortable, it's not a good thing. But in the greater sense, if that limb is not amputated, therefore the person will die because the disease will spread all over his body. So same thing over here. You have to take the bad as in the greater context of being good. And therefore, during the mitzvah of drinking wine, we'll see the various kavanot implied by drinking. By drinking, that will, in a sense, when you have the right kavanas, feeding the minute nitzus, which will give nourishment indirectly to the klipa. Again, we're sourcing the nitzus, not sourcing the klipa. The sourcing the nitzus, which then the klipa we're able to source itself from. That's the point over here. L'chein tzarech lomar b'lo kavani. Therefore, if you were to do it with kavana, you stand up and you say, Shemichu kudusha b'dichu, here we go, we're giving a bracha to Haman. That's wrong. Because why is that wrong? Because you're giving too much koach to the wrong side. We don't want that. We want the most minimal, inconceivable, minute amount of kedusha being given to that nitzut, again, not to the klipa, and that indirectly the nitzut should be able to source itself. It's sort of you're giving food to the wild dog in order that the dog shouldn't eat you up. So you're giving, you're putting food there, not in his mouth, but leaving the food and letting the dog come and greet him. So therefore, you have to become shikur, drunk. And therefore, without a complete kavana, below kavana, that's enough of shefa that will do the job. Again, v'lechein tzarech loma, below kavana, acher shuhu shikur, שיקור ויצא מדעתו שאם יהיה חז ושלום בכוונה יאיר גם אל הקליפה חז ושלום. We don't want to be mayor to the קליפה, but rather be mayor, give shefa, source to the ניצוץ, which then indirectly will give to the קליפה. וניר לאן יוזדעתי, כי כשאנו ממשיכים אור מוח בינת ברחל על ידי שתיית יין בריבוי גדול, יש הרה גדולה שיש בכוח להעיר גם אל הניצוץ ההוא אשר בתוך הקליפה. So therefore, that is an inin of shtiyat yayin. Yayin is red. Red is dinim. Dinim is always the inin of nukva. Nukva in this context is Rachel. Remember, we learn in Otzot Chaim and the Endat Elokim, Binyan Ariel, we learn this inyan of Rachel being the nukva, the wife of Zah. Rachel being the dinim and Zah being the chasadim, she represents the shtiyat wine, giving shefa. As we are drinking, doing the mitzvah of drinking during Purim, we're giving shefa to her. That's the shefa, the harag dola. We're drinking a lot. That represents a lot of shefa going to her. Sheyesh b'kuach le'ir gam l'nitzus, and therefore indirectly that will be feeding the klipa. Then the Ariza continues. Yeah. And by the way, the diuk over here, by the way, a lot of people drink other liquids besides wine.
I was going to say whiskey, because sometimes you feel you can be more drunk on another type of alcohol.
Right. Muscum. So we have to clear, is the inyan being drunk, or is it the inyan of drinking wine, dafka? So the answer is both. You have to become drunk through wine, because the sod over here is shtiyat yayin. Yayin is the inyan of being red, of the inyan of nukva, which is bina, which is all the inyan which is attached by wine. Wine, we find it all in Chazal. They used to drink wine like water. Not because they wanted to get drunk. First of all, they had a high tolerance level. But besides that, they knew all this sod. Nichnas yayin yotza sod. They had a very great connection between wine and sod, and therefore the mitzvah is dafka by wine, not by other liquids. Yeah. Okay, let's go by it. Now, I'm not saying you can't drink it; it also helps. But the principal drink on Purim should be wine. Right. Let's continue. We're talking lechaven beachila. Shtei otiyot yudke de yudim. Lechaven shuhu shehem shel ab. Veshtia leshtei yudke shel sag sheolim keminyan yayin. Again, we're going to see all these gematriot and all these special shema shems, the holy shema shems, all referring back to the inin of yayin. Yud K lechaven lehamshich aleha mochim de chokma alidei achila mochim de bina alidei shtia liot ki nukva goveret moach bina gover lachin tzarek shtia muruba ala achila vzeh achila achalka shataka. Rotze loma sheyimshichu aleha mochim אשר כולם בסודקה, כמובן אצלנו במקום אחר, שהם סוד חוכמה בינה נקרא קעקה, כי הדד שלה הוא קל ולט לה, אלא ניהורו דתחין מוחים גיליפין בה, כמובן אצלנו במקום אחר. All right, sounds like a bit Chinese here, double dots, but let's explain what's going on here. So how do you write the word achila, and how do you write the word shtia? So it's aleph, achila is aleph chaf, yud lamed, hey. So we're going to split the word in two parts. Achal, ka, aleph chaf lamed, and then yud ke. So achila turns into achal ka, yud ke. Shtia, the exact same thing. How do you spell shtia? Shin Tav Yud He. So you can make two words out of it. Shatz to drinks. Ka Yud Ke. Yud Ke represents the holy names of Hashem. You can spell Hashem's name in four different ways, as we know. Av, Sag, Ma, Uben. Now, the way you spell Av, Sag, Ma, Uben, the first two letters are always spelled, the first letter is always spelled the same. Yud, Vav, Dalet is the way it's spelled all the time. Now, when it comes to Av and Sag, the second two letters, which is the second letter, which is Hey, is also spelled in the same way, which is Hey, Yud. Hey, the only enough community between Sag and Ab, it would be the Vav. Ab is spelled Vav Yud Vav, and Sag is spelled Yud Aleph Vav. Anyways, we're only dealing with the first two letters. So whether we're talking about Ab or Sag, the first two letters are spelled the same. That means you'll spell the Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, and you'll spell out the Hey as Hey Yud. That's how you spell it. But you have to know in reference that these two sets of Yud Vav Dalet, Keyud, Yud Vav Dalet, Keyud represents, the first set represents Ab, which is a high Bechina, which is Tzad Zachar, and the second Yud Vav Dalet, Keyud, represents Sag. Now, why are we dealing with this? Because we're doing two mitzvot during the Sunnah. We're doing a mitzvah of Achila, which is Achal Ka. That's the first Yud Kei. And we're doing a mitzvah of Shtia, which is Shat Ka. That's the next. Okay, so the first achil refers to the being meramez, meaning you're accessing, bringing down the shefa of the yud kei of ab, which is a tremendously powerful force, and then a lower force. And then during the shtia, you're bringing down the ka, the holy name of ka, which is yud kei, which is Hashem. In also time, we learn that yud kei is Hashem Hashem. We shouldn't pronounce it yud and then the hey, but rather we spell it as ka. Yud Kei, it's a special name of Hashem. So that represents the beginning of Sag. So you have Yud Kei Ab, Yud Kei Sag, and he says the Chaven, the Hamshech Mochim de Chochma Aride Achila, Mochim de Sag Aride Shina. We can understand what that means, because again, through the eating, you bring down Chochma, which is Ab, and when you're doing Shtia, you bring out Sag, which is Bina. Okay, that's the first Kavana. Now, what does this mean? Liyod Ki Nukva Goveretz. Now, the fact is, Nukva on today, which is Purim, let's say, is the stronger force. Moach Bina Gover, therefore the Moach of Bina is stronger on the day of Purim. Lechen Tzel Rishtia Moruba Lechina. And therefore, since she's the predominant force, because again, the Shekhinah is the closest to us, that's where we get all our Shefa from. And he explains, Kivan Sham Shachat Mochim Hem Lenukva, Nikra Tzad small Goveret Moch Bina. The Shekhinah is where we get directly our Shefa. Zah is above Nukva. Abba and Ima is above that. So we don't get an influence from them directly. Where do we get a direct influence from Bina? Shushis Goveret. And therefore, especially today, during Purim, where we get the most amount of Shefa on the entire day, which is directly attached to the Yisod the Abba, but nevertheless, it's coming via Nukva. That's why the Shtiyah has to be more than Achila. So you have to drink more than you eat. That's what he says. Shtiyah Murubim min Achila. And therefore, the Bechina of Nukva is Goveret. So what is the Kavana Lamasi? So when you're eating, you think Aleph Chaf Lamed, Achal Ka, Yud Ke. And you spell the Yud Ke, Yud Vavdal Ke Yud. Shtiyah, when you're drinking, every time you're drinking, Shatka. Shad Ka Shintav Yud K, and you spell the Yud K, the holy name, Ev Yud Vavdal K Yud, representing Sag. You bring down to it Mochim. Ashakulam Yisod Ka. Kimu Etzlein B'Makom Achem Shem Sod Chochma Bina Nikra Yud K Yud K. So again, you're focusing on these two powerful names. Kedat Shelahu Dakal. What does this mean that the Nukva, she has a dat kal? We know the Gemara says Nashim datan kalan, datan kalam. They have weak minds. That's how it's loosely translated in English. Now that's a wrong, completely erroneous definition of that pshat in the Gemara. doesn't mean they have weak minds. That we can find very, very intelligent women, often much more intelligent than men. So what does it mean, kal? Kal is the pshat. We know there's three mochim. We know the three brains in the head. You have right brain, left brain, and the middle brain. That's chochma, bina, and daat. Says the Arizal, afi the Zohar, that leit la ela nihiran tchein mochim de gilifin ba, meaning that women only have two out of the three brains. Now, that doesn't contradict the Metzius, that even though in biology you can look in a woman's brain and you'll see that there's three actual brains over there. But we're talking the substance, we're talking the spiritual nourishment of those brains. The spiritual nourishment of those brains are only two, they're only spread into two categories, as opposed to the men receive three different bechinas, called Chochma, Bina, and Das. Women only have Chochma and Bina. Therefore, that's why it's called Dat Kalan, because they don't have this bechina of the third brain. That's why it's called Kal. And there's more to it, but we won't expand right now. Okay, let's continue. Esther begematria Shoshana. Shoshana is a rose, right? Esther is the same gematria Shoshana. Gam Esther begematria Tara. If you take the gematria of Esther, you find that it's 672. Now, what does that represent? That kiminyan adnut bimilua. If you spell out the name of adnut, which is aleph dalet nun yud, we spell out bimilu, which is aleph lamet pei dalet lamet tav nun vav nun yud vav dalet. All that together, we come up with the same gematria. Achet shebiya sheester romezel al shchina mivayer lifi apostuk keli keli lama azavtani. We know there's a Tehillim. Tehillim David HaMelech wrote, Keli Keli Lamaz Tavdani. Chazal, in Megillah Daf Tav Vav, Tet Vav Amud Bet, explain the Gemara says over there that that's referring to Esther. Esther was saying, Keli Keli Hashem, why did you leave me? Now, what's Pshan that Pasuk? Now, Akavonihi. כי כשישראל עונים קדיש ואומרים אמן, מקבלים אז הרע משני קל. This is the sword of קדיש and the sword of אמן. אחד של זה שהוא קל רחום וחנון, ואחד מאריך אמפין שהוא מקל כמוך. או פירושו, קל של אריך מאיר בקל של זה. So it's like this. We have to understand, obviously, the halbosh of the partsufim, as we know. The halbosh of the partsufim is we start from Arich, and then we go down to Abba Ve'ima, and then we go down to Zah, and then we go down to the Shefa will filter as well, all the way down to Nukva. Those are the five main partsufim. כאן נבואי הרב את הכוונת עניית המן. זו כוונת כללית תמידית, ואינו שייך לפורים דווקא. ונקדים, יש שתי בחינס נוקווה. שתי בחינס דיקנה. So, דיקנה דה אריך, דה י' ג' תיקון דיקנה דה מורמוזים, בפסוק מי קל כמוך, וגם בפסוק השם השם קל רחום וחנון. ודיקנה דה זה. We have two types of דיקנז. The first דיקנה applies to זה, and the second dikna applies to Arich Ampin, which is a high bechina. V'zeh amar the b'anias amen Yisrael amen b'kaddish. When Klal Yisrael say amen to a kaddish, what are they accomplishing by that? Mamshichim shtei haorot meshtei shemot kel. We know that each one of the parts of the dikna, there's 13 parts of the beard, which represents the yud gimel midot. There's two beers, one in Arich, one in Zah. And each one has one of the first of the midot is Kel. Each one has a Kel. So you're going to be Mamshech the Shefa from Arich's Kel, which is the first Tikkun Edikna, to the first Kel, the first Mida, which is found in the Dikna of Zah. So you mamshich kel to kel. Ara achad me'amida nikra kel shebedikna da'arich. Gorbin shetayil kel elzar midat kel shebedikna de'zal. One kel is going to be mayor on the other kel. Va'arach nid me'amidat kel shebedikna de'zal elanupa. And then finally, the dikna, the tikkun dikna that we're referring to, where kel in the dikna of azah is going to be meir on nukva. So bikitzo, you meir from zaz dikna, sorry, from arz dikna to zaz dikna to finally nukva. If you should call kel hu bepanim, va'rahu bepanim, ve'elo shne kel miluim olim shinayim neurim. Bepanim yesh bechinas tapuchim kaddishin. Now on the face you have what's called tapuchim kaddishin. We say at the beginning of those who say the smirot before kiddush, we say an inyan of tapuchim kaddishin. What is tapuchim kaddishin? So the holy apples. What does that mean? But rather it's talking about on your face, on a person's face. We can see this for chushanayim, the cheeks which don't have any hair on. That's one of the yud gimel midot. That's tapuch and kedushin, reference to nukva often. She'em b'chinas b'lechraim achalukim shebesarot, v'hem irom shnei shemot kel. And there it's going to be meir the two kels. Shnei shemot kel halolu de'aricham pin v'dezah. One representing the kel of arich, the other representing the za. B'miloi aleph lamed pei lamed mem dalet. How do you spell kel b'miloi? Aleph, you spell it aleph lamed pei, and the lamed of kel is lamed mem dalet. Kol echad mehem olim kuf pei he. Each one of these, we have two sets of these, right? Each set is 185 gematria, and together 185 and 185 is 370. 370 represents the incredible lights that were coming down from Arich, which is called the Shin Ein Neurim. Neurim representing the lights Meirim Beponim, the light which is coming out from the face. Again, we're never Megashim of these things, but we know this tremendous lights coming out from the face of Zah, which is coming. Those are 300, the secret of the 370 lights coming out from there, and we want to tap into that and draw them down. So how do we do that? By saying amen, we're going to draw this down. Sho'ole gam ken kuf pei hei im hakolel. Machama she'ilo orot nimshachim al yedei aniyat amen. So by saying this tremendous formula called amen, bikesh David HaMelech me'Hashem, the pshat in the pasuk in Tehillim is Hashem, that David HaMelech asked Hashem, al otam she'eino nomim, on those people who disregard this halacha of saying amen. And therefore, by disregarding to say amen at the proper time, gormin chisorin el aro, therefore you're lacking in tapping in this potential and this opportunity to draw down these lights from the panim of arich, which is called the shin ayin neurim. You are not doing that. So David the Melech was complaining and asking of Hashem, Bikesh David the Melech, Mehashem alo'otim she'ein onim, amen, v'gormin chisom, because of their lack of interest in asking amen, therefore they weren't drawn down, filling the responsibility of drawing down these special lights from Arich. Melo peneim kalon, the pasuk says, Melo pene, the faces are filled with embarrassment. Save, and what's the end of the letters? Melo, the last letter is Aleph. Peneihem is Mem. Kalon is Nun, which is, represents Amen. Mida keneged Mida, that you should fill the faces full of embarrassment, Kalon, and destruction. They are not doing the jobs. It's a disgrace, says David HaMelech. Me'orot shnei kel, they're not bringing down the two kels. Shekol echad ole milua kafpei, the two kels are the miloi of kufpei, 185, or olim in kolel minyan keminan kalon. So the gematria of kalon is exactly these two these two inyanim of kel kufpei hey kufpei hey, which is shin ayin, which will get you the gematria of kalom. Shnei kel shekol echad ole milu kufpei hey, so one kel kufpei hey. Ha'ole ima kolel kiminyan kalon. Lachen malei peneyem kalon. That's pshan the pasuk. V'bikshu shimcha Hashem piyush ki shimcha hu malchut anikra Hashem hu adnut v'havaya sh'olim amem. Ad sh'yachzru b'tshuva v'yitziknu zu ha'bechina al yedei shibikshu shimcha Hashem. So therefore you should make them desolate because they're not answering him. Until they do tshuva and they're mekabel on themselves, the pasuk continues, Shimcha Hashem. What does that mean? Hainu, Shemot Havaya Adnut. When they're mevakish, Shimcha Hashem, which is Havana Adnut, which represents a gematria of Amen, the Sham, the Shem Adnut, Hunika Shem, Romez al Zivuk Zun. So when at that point they're doing tshuva and they're mevakish your name, which is the Gam Matriab, Amen, then you should forgive them. That's a pshat in the pasuk over there. V'hine, Esther Malka, kashe lavsha bigde malchut, she got dressed up, Malka, ubalida be'erin ha-melech, Mordechai told her, this is the Esa Tzorech, and you have to go and speak in front of the melech, because otherwise the whole entire Klal Yisrael will be destroyed because of Haman's plan. So she got up, even though she knows it was a danger to her life. She went in front of the melech, even though she wasn't called. She was surrounded by the tumma that was there. Automatically, husa ha'arat arich velo nishabarak arat za she'im lo aita la'ara filu miza aita shroa velo yirak reket. Esther Malka went in front of the king on the third day after she fasted, and she put on a big day malchut, and the Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Yudalet Amud Bet, and also Ted Vav Amud Aleph, that what happened was, she wore Ruach HaKodesh. She put on a Ruach HaKodesh, she meditated, and she was attached to Hashem, and she went to that Mokum Tuma, she went to the Mokum where there was Avodah Zarat Slamim. And therefore, automatically, the Kedusha couldn't bear it and was mistalik from her. And what was exactly left from her? We say Ruach HaKodesh. What exactly? So according to what we said, we understand, says Arizal. What left from her was the Kel that we've been speaking about. The Kel which dressed her, which was responsible for her Ruach HaKodesh, which is always on top of the Malka, which is on top of Esther. She's the Malka, she's the Shechina. Nisha Barak Ara Kel Des, and what was left? Only one Kel. Remember the two Kels? Kel from Arich and Kel from Zah. And since she walked into the Avodah Zarah where the Melech Achashverosh was, she lost one Kel. She only had one Kel left, which is Zah. And the fact, and what's the Rai? Chazal say that Esther was green. Yirak Reket Haita. She was green. Now, wasn't it physically green? But it was a beauty, was a tremendous light was coming out from her. It was a tremendous beauty which she had. And that she received from the two kels. Shim lo haitel nishar ba arad zot za haitel yaseh shchora. The Riza said that if she had lost her two kels, the two powers of Ruach HaKodesh she had, she would not have been green, she would have actually been black. But since she was green, it's right that she still had a little bit of a Ruach HaKodesh still on her. L'chein hi amra, that's why that's Pshat Nepasu, Keili, Keili, Lama Azavtani. You, Keili, Keili, these two Kels, why did you leave me? She'echad me'elu ha'kel hu shel arech, Lama Azavtani. V'lo yihiru la shtem yachad. And that was her bakasha, that was what her tefillah was. And that's what David the Melech brings on in his Tehillim. Kelikem, why did you leave me? Why did the Kel of Arech leave me in this time of Tzorich in order to save Klal Yisrael? Okay, very nice. So we finished now all the Shah Kavanot. Bezat Hashem, we now can move on the next time we meet to the actual Kavanot in the Sidur HaShash, if you want to go to that stage. Okay, stop here.